Hi everyone, welcome to Boss Talks with A, Growing Through It, the podcast. I know it's been a minute since I recorded and spoke with you guys, but this topic that we're getting into today is something that I know I may be going over 7-8 minutes, but I'm just so excited to be recording and having this episode put out because we are coming to the end of the year and I just want to express some entrepreneur, you know, owning your own business struggles that I've been going through, and I know some of us go through it, but we just don't want to share that personal information. But I have no problem with sharing to my listeners all the things that I've been going through. So this episode is going to be called Being Stuck and What You Should Do During That Process. So Boss Talks with A, I do blog posts and podcasting, but I've originally started, to all my new listeners, I started with writing blog posts because I just wanted to share and express my feelings on like how I was feeling with owning a business, keeping it up, being a single mom. It's just always a lot of baggage that comes along with it. I've gotten writer's block so many times, and I'm very organized. I forever have my stuff written down just so I can have it in place, so when I do have to come back, it's already there. I always tell people to carry a notebook. Please get a notebook for each of your businesses, because it's just so important when you don't want to be on your devices, you can go and look at your notebook. The first thing I'm going to get into is called writer's block. Now, I have my titles planned out of what I should write when it comes to publishing or writing the blog. Everything is there. I just got to make it look nice, add a little bit of stuff to it. For the past couple of months, my last blog post was in May. When I saw that date, I was just so disappointed in myself because we are in November, and May was the last time that I wrote. It has a lot to do with the depression I go through. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to share that information, but I do suffer from that, and it takes a toll on each of my businesses, and that's something I do not like, and I just hate being stuck, because I know what I want to say. It's just I don't know. I just get in that mood where it's like, you know what, nothing is working. Why should I keep putting work out? So writer's block is something very, very serious. But what I do is that really helps me break through is I would experience something pertaining to a business, like when I reach out to people, I want to collab with people, and it will get in the way of me just wanting to continue my work. Still jot down little notes here and there. It's like not every day that I would write the notes, but I would just jot down what I'm feeling or what I'm going through or what I see in other people, how they run a business, how they work with people, collab with people. That's how it builds up and it forms a whole piece of writing or something I want to talk about with being an entrepreneur. So writer's block can really, really slow you down, but just as long as you just keep writing little notes or get you little post-its, write whatever comes to your mind that day, so then you can group everything together and boom, writer block is clear. But that's something I've been going through, so I'm definitely going to write a couple more posts, you know, to end out the year, because I do want to end out the year still strong. I'm not where I want to be with Boss Talks with A, but next year I do feel inside me and in my heart that it's going to be something bigger. And I'm going to be so glad that I came out on top. We all go through it. We all go through that phase where we're just feeling stuck. And it's just like, you know, nothing's not working. So, you know, but why should I keep working? I can't tell you to get out of that mindset, because you go through what you go through. And for me, I go through a lot. At the end of the day, on my own time is when I feel as though I come out on top, because I overcame some of the toughest struggles that we suffer in our own private homes to come out on top. Like, that's my biggest accomplishment that I'm so proud of myself, because at the end of the day, we're hit with so much stuff. But when you come out on top and you crush that challenge, you come over that challenge, it's just the greatest feeling ever. So the next thing I'm going to get into is no motivation. Now, we're still going through a pandemic. You might see somebody else is flourishing and it's their time. You should not be upset about that. That's their business. You don't know what they're going through privately and the challenges that they had to overcome to get to where they are now. Always give people their flowers. Don't try to spread any type of negative energy, because it's just their time and it's not your time yet. Like, that's what a long time ago I had stopped thinking, like, wow, like, these people are they're flourishing, they're hitting all their goals, and I'm just stuck here. Like, and I can't get over the first, you know, get to the next level. But like that no motivation is no joke. I started to read more. I'll be in my feelings, and I'm almost done with my book challenge for the year. Like for the past couple of months, I've just been keeping my head in the books, just reading on how to better my mind, loving the fact that I found a hobby that keeps my mind at ease when I'm not happy in my business. I took up on reading, and it just motivated me to want to do more. It's okay to feel what you want to feel. You got to get something that will bring you out of that funk. And reading is what I've been doing, and it helped a lot. So now my book challenge, I have 2 more books to read, and I'm definitely going to finish it before the end of the year. So I'm proud of myself. And next year I get another goal to want to read more books. Like my whole bookshelf is overflowing now because I kept ordering books because I was just finishing them so fast. That's just a hobby that I got into, and it just helped me with the no motivation. So the next thing we're going to get into is also when you question yourself, should you keep going? Never question yourself to keep going. Everything happens on a different time and not the time that you wanted. So you have to always remember that everything takes time. I know you don't want to hear it, but everything really, really, really takes time. And you just have to be patient. Just be patient for anything in your life. Like, I know you want it in a blink of an eye, but it's not going to happen like that. All this stuff, this is the stuff I used to do, but I don't question no more. I keep putting in work because, like I always say, there's always someone watching you. You might never know. The other day, I had a meeting with a friend of mine, and he reached out to me because he was like, I've been watching you, and you know what you're talking about. You know what you're doing. And stuff like that just like makes my heart melt because I can feel like, yo, like nobody sees me. Like, am I doing this work for nothing? Like, am I wasting my time? For it to be one, like, just could be one person just say that, and my whole like motivation just boop goes up. Like, all right, now I got to get on top of my game and continue because they believe in me, and I never want to disappoint anybody that wants to work with me or I want to work with them. I want us to grow together. I want to learn from people, and then people learn from me. So when they're teaching somebody or mentoring somebody, they learn behind the scenes of a business, and they want more. Like, they want to grow. I love that for people. So never question yourself if you should keep going. Only if like you really can't do it at a certain point, you can always go on a break. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. I take breaks all the time, not because I'm just taking a break to relax yourself. I'm taking a break because my mental is just not in the right place. So your mental has to be right for you to be there for others, be there for yourself, be there for your business. Your mental is just something that just needs to be safe, because it's very sensitive. You have to be very gentle with it because your mind can take you to places that you never thought that you would be. I'm really, really strong on to make sure your mental is straight when you don't know what to do in your business. The next one is being upset with yourself. Never be upset with yourself. I've been upset with myself for some time now, and I had to tell myself it's not my fault. Every day is unexpected. You just never know what's going to happen, so you just have to prepare better. But like I said, it's unexpected, so anything can happen. When you go through these challenges, you learn from it, and then you're able to share with people. You're able to overcome it the next time it happens, which is an amazing thing to do. So don't be upset with yourself. You can feel what you want to feel, but never take it out on yourself. You're trying. Every day you're waking up, you're trying. You just never know what's going to happen. So don't ever be upset with yourself. Just say, I'm up. Got woken up today. I can live for the next day. And today I'm just going to make it better than yesterday. Simple as that. Journal more. Write down your goals so you can hit them off. Even if you don't hit them all off in the month, 2 months, take your time. Take whatever time that you need to get out of that funk. And the last one I want to get into is being disappointed. It's okay to be disappointed. I'm telling you, like, I'm not telling you, you can't feel what you want to feel. I dislike when people try to say, oh, but you have this, you have that. But at the end of the day, if I'm feeling like shit, my outside, I might, you know, be presentable where you can't tell. But don't tell me how I should feel. If I want to cry right now, let me cry. Like, let me just be in the moment of feeling. When you bottle all your emotions up and that one thing, it provokes it, it triggers it. Now you're going to be a mess just crying because you're frustrated with everything that was built up. Feel what you want to feel in the moment. If you need to take a minute, turn your phone off. You don't have to explain to nobody anything. Your mental, your emotions, everything comes first. It comes first. So don't be disappointed in yourself. And just remember that it's okay. You will get out of this funk. Journal more. Find the hobby that keeps you sane, keeps you calm. If you need to meditate, meditate. If you need to light some candles. Just do something that can ground you however long it takes you. At the end, you are happy that you took that time to make sure that your mental was okay, you're okay, so you can get back into working. Because being an entrepreneur is so hard. We all go through these things, and a lot of people, they don't like to express that. I'm coming here to say, listen, I'm here with you. I go through stuff. Listen, it's life. It's nothing we can do about it. On that note, I wish you all much success to your businesses. Remember to keep your mental strong, journal more, organize more. Just find something that just helps you cope when you're stuck and you don't know what to do in your business. Take a break. It's all right to take a break. Take as much time as you want. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do. It's your business. It's your life. All right. So on that note, I'll catch you guys in the next episode, which I'm so excited for the end of the season that's coming. Yes, can you believe it? After a year, season one will be finished, and I'm proud of myself. Because it took some time, but I'm proud of myself. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Everything will be tagged in the bio of this episode. I'll talk to you guys soon.